الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the ayats for Ibadur Rahman, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions beautiful, noble qualities of the true bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had elaborated on each verse and explained who Ibadur Rahman are, what is the meaning of Ibad, the Abd, being a slave, why Rahman, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about they being humble, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, they show humility, they do not show pride, arrogance, haughtiness, they do not argue with people, or if they are confronted by ignorant ones, then they come out of the discussion in such a manner that they do not belittle themselves nor the opponents. Or they just make salam, they terminate the discussion and they go away. And then those who perform tahajjud salat at night, at the dead of night, when everything is silent and peaceful, then they rise and they make the tahajjud salat. And they make dua and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from the fire of Jahannam. So we had been discussing that, but I mentioned on Thursday that as per instruction of Hazrat Mullah Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, son of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, Hazrat Mullah Mazhar Sahib had prepared an article regarding Hazrat Mullah Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. Very interesting article. And we are talking about Ibadur Rahman, the true bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan bin Uyayna Rahmatullahi Alayh used to say, تَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةُ عِنْدَ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ. When one mentions episodes and incidents, or he talks about the salihin, the pious predecessors, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat descends. We talk about رَأْسُ الصَّالِحِينَ, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the leader of all the pious ones. Then the sahaba ikram, tabi'een, the awliya, the salaf salihin. And alhamdulillah, bima nahtasib, we have with us a very great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at these ayah that we discussed, and we compare that, we will find that in the life of Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayh. So Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib has commenced his whole article. I will just give you a synopsis because we don't have much time to go into the whole Urdu and then the translation, where he has brought the poetry of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu regarding Durban or Durban, in which he mentions Mawlana specifically. In my knowledge, I don't know if he has mentioned anybody else, any other alim, in any of his poetry besides Mawlana. And this was written years ago when Hazrat used to come here. And he mentions, Mawlana Mazhar mentions that after Hazrat Rahmat Damat Barakatu Hazrat Wala visited Durban, he became so happy with the people of Durban and the dini work that was taking place in Durban, especially that of Maulana Rahmatullah. And he said, initially, the picture or the idea, or the notion he had, or the image he had of Darban, was perhaps it is some type of jungle. He said, if you have to really look at the word and analyze the word Darban, Dar means to fear, and Ban means a jungle. So it already brings about some type of fear in a person's heart, that what this must be, what it must be looking like, a real jungle, and I have to go into this jungle. But he says, after a short period of time, there was no jungle here, it became Rashke Gulsita. Like how a person sees a beautiful garden, lush garden, with beautiful flowers, and the fragrant flowers, and everything blossoming and blooming, and the greenery and the trees. One begins to envy this garden. He said, like that, it became a desire of minds to be in this lush garden. And specifically, he says, because of Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi's Ah of Fuha, his cry was exactly that of Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatu Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhim Akhtar Sahib. That what was his cry? To take the people away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take them away from sins. Sins that were destroying their lives. So day and night, these are the Ahlullah. They've got no other ulterior motive. Dunya is not their maqsad. They can be sitting in beautiful cars and having some type of enjoyment. But that does not affect their hearts. Their whole life, their whole day and night is how they can connect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this road towards Allah, how they can take many, many others and they can join them and connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, and we have heard this poetry before,
لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابان ہے. لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابان ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربن دوست و رش کے گلستا ہے. یہاں کے دوستوں سے قلب و جاں مسرور ہے میرے, یہاں کے دوستوں سے قلب و جاں مسرور ہے میرے, خدا کے فضل سے دربن ہمارا فرحت جاں ہے.
Hazrat mentions that by seeing the people, the friends here in Darban, it brought so much of joy to my heart. And I am very happy with the people of Durban. So Hazrat says, it is not, Mazhar explains, it is not just the city or the town or the village that one has some love for. It is the inhabitants of the city, the Ahlullah of the city, the people who are the friends of Allah that makes one love that town and village. He says, look in the world, we know the story of Majnun and Layla. Majnun was crazy over Layla to such an extent that that city in which she resided in, he began to love that city. If she was not in the city, he had no love for that city. But because his beloved was living in that city, therefore he also began to love that city. Ulama have also mentioned that that dog that even went past the gully in which Layla used to reside, Majnun will go and kiss that dog also. So if this is the case of dunya, the Ahlullah, as I mentioned, they have no ulterior motive. They don't look at our pockets, they don't look at our cars and bank balances. You see, any person who has got that heart, which has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they reside in that town, immediately they also begin to love that city.
حضرت والا کے بہت سے متعلقین خصوصی اور عمومی دربن شہر میں پائے جاتے ہیں, اس لیے اس کا تذکرہ اس مناسبت سے کیا جا رہا ہے. فرماتے ہیں کہ لغت کے اعتبار سے ہم بظاہر یہ سمجھا کرتے تھے کہ دربن کوئی بیابہ اور جنگل ہے, اس لیے بن کے معنی جنگل کے آتے ہیں. اس لیے بظاہر لفظ در اور بن کسی ایسی جگہ کا پتہ دیتے ہیں کہ جو بیابہ اور جنگل قسم کی وحشتناک جگہ ہو, لیکن فرماتے ہیں کہ جب میں نے یہاں آ کر دیکھا تو ماشاءاللہ یہ ایسی جگہ سامنے آئی کہ جو نہ صرف یہ بیابہ نہیں بلکہ رشک گوسیتا ہے، اس لیے کہ یہاں اللہ تعالی کی نسبت پر محبت کرنے والوں کی ایک بڑی تعداد پائی جاتی ہے، جن سے ملاقات کے بعد اور ان سے محبت و تعلق قائم ہونے کی وجہ سے ہمارے قلب جاب یہاں کے منظر سے بہت ہی مسرور اور خوش رہے. بالخصوص اسی شہر میں ایک اللہ کے نیک صالح بندے، دین کے پکے سچے خادم، حضرت مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ، جن کو ماشاء اللہ ہمارے حضرت والا سے خلافت و اجازت بیعت کا شرف حاصل ہے، مولانا حید اجازت خلیفہ حضرت مولانا حضرت حکیم صاحب، اور جن کی بیانات سن کر حضرت سید after listening to his talks یہ اندازہ ہوتا ہے کہ حضرت والا کا یہ شعر بالکل بجا اور درست ہے کہ مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حضرت والا کی آہ و فغا کا کی نشر کا بہ بہترین سامان اور ذریعہ ہے. This is that مولانا had become the best means of spreading the cry of حضرت والا دامت برکاتہ that آہ و فغا that he had in his heart that we should not cast lustful glances, we should stay away from haram, illicit relationships, we should not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali Maulana Yunus Sahib had that same cry, and in his bayans also one could make out this cry. So he was the best type of means to spread the mission of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, to such an extent that he says that this bayans of Maulana in English became a tarjuman, a translation of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhu's talks, that through the radio and internet and the website and so many other audio streaming, whatever we have, this spread through countries, the Western countries, America and Europe, so many other countries, Australia. So Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu, Hazrat Wala's Ash'ar, his Bayanat, his Waaz, his Ahu Fugha, our Maulana had become the means of spreading it, amongst others also. But he was one of those people whose translation of Hazrat's Bayans through his heart and through his zuban, through his bayan, through his cry and through his correspondence with people, so many thousands of people who do not understand the Urdu language now also benefited through Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhu. Then he gives a brief biography of Hazrat Maulana. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, he says he was from 1962 to 1969, he was in Darul Deoband. And Bukhari Sharif, Jild Awal, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Alayhi say, Hazrat Maulana has studied Bukhari Sharif. The Bukhari Sharif generally in the Madaris is divided in two parts. One is the first volume and then the second volume. The first volume, in which they are very, very difficult ahadith and abwab, this he did by Hazrat Fakhruddin Rahmatullah. Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah was about 90 years old when he taught Hazrat Maulana Bukhari Sharif. And the moment we start this topic with Hazrat about Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana used to speak for hours on end. And he used to repeat this at home in the masjid with friends. Very passionately he loved this ustad of his. And Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah had a special muhabbat for Maulana. And many times he would see it, perhaps it is through this ustad's du'as of mine. Special du'as that Allah Ta'ala made me reach whatever maqam or whatever work khidmat he was able to make. Hazrat Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, he would teach them during the day when there was lessons and also at night. And you see, he would sit in one position with his hand just like this on his cheek, and he would teach for hours without moving his posture. Ask any student of any Darul Uloom, and we sit on the floor. After a few minutes, we've got to change our position. Or any bayan now, we've got to change our position all the time. Our knees, our legs begin to ache. 90 years old, he would sit like this, just got that cup of tea, which was very unique, and how they should make the tea is another whole episode. But exactly 12 o'clock, without looking at the clock, he would say, Allah Allah khair salah, bas. And he would terminate the sabak. But you see, what type of dars he would give. Maulana, you see, it was as though a farishta was sitting and giving us the dars. Absolutely simple, humble, but he was a giant scholar of his time. And the second volume he did by Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, who many of us had seen and been with him, and he passed away in our country. Also a very, very great Mufti and a Sheikh of his time. He was there too, the Khalifa of Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana had a very close relationship with him. Now we are going to mention this thing, not for our own this thing, but I had the opportunity of meeting Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah for years on end. And each time when Maulana would take me to meet Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he would say, this is my son-in-law, ye mera damad hai. Hazrat Mufti Sahib would be very happy and give extra duas. But Maulana had a very close relationship, as they mentioned here. It was through the instruction of Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Hazrat Mufti Sahib used to take Maulana during the holiday occasion, Thursday nights, to meet Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Maulana had that inclination towards Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. And he was bayat to him also. After the Sheikh had passed away, Maulana asked the Mufti Sahib for bayat. Mufti Sahib said, no, no, no. You just carry on with whatever Sheikh, yani aapko zarurat nahi hai. He said, you don't need to take bayat. Whatever Hazrat Sheikh has taught you, just carry on with that adhkar, etc. Then he says that through the ima and through the instruction of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after Maulana had completed his study in the Oban, then he went to Hazrat Shah Abrul Haq Rahmatullah in Hardoi. And he spent a few days there. And Maulana had mentioned also to us, when he went to Hazrat Abrul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Hardoi, Hazrat Maulana Abrul Haq Sahib had told Maulana that I want you to take the takti tomorrow morning, take it from this office of mine, and go to Qari Amirul Hasan Sahib, Ramad Barakatuh, who is still living. And you go and do a tajweed. Now, any person who studied in Darul Dioban after and achieving such great results and being such a close student of many great asatiza, or many would feel it below the dignity that I must go learn takti alif ba ta sa by another qari sahab and have to pass all the students, young ones and big elderly ones. It's so embarrassing. Hazrat Maulana used to do that for 7-8 days. He did that. He take the takti and go past all the students and go by Muqari Amir Hassan Sahib. When we have this Ibadur Rahman qualities, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives izzat after that. Hazrat say, Hazrat Hardoi Rahmatullah ne bohat hi ziyada Maulana par shafqat farmayi. Hazrat Hardoi Rahmatullah then saw that the humility in Maulana, and he had a lot of affection and love towards him. Lekin Maulana ki ji mein yahi ta ki Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah ke haath par bayat ho jao. واپسی پر مناینس پٹیل صاحب نور اللہ عمر قدر حضرت شیخ الحدیث رحمت کے ہاتھ پر بیعت بھی ہو گئے. جب حضرت شیخ الحدیث کا وصال ہو گیا تو حضرت مفتی صاحب رحمت سے مولانا نے عرض کیا مجھے بیعت فرما لے. لیکن حضرت مفتی محمود صاحب رحمت نے مولانا سے فرمایا کہ آپ کو ضرورت نہیں, بس جو کچھ حضرت شیخ الحدیث رحمت نے آپ کو بتایا اسی پر ہی عمل کرتے رہے. مولانا اسی پر عمل کرتے رہے, لیکن مولانا کی طبیعت میں تقاضا تھا کہ اپنا کوئی شیخ ہو. مولانا desire in his heart, there was a need in his heart, he felt that need, that I need to take bayat to some sheikh. Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Ala Aliyah, ke chehre mubarak par pehli nazar, Darum Azadul ke jalse mein par. It was in 1994, there was a jalsa in Darum Azadul, and Mawlana attended the jalsa. The first glance that he casted upon Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, the first sight when he saw the Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, immediately there was a click in his heart. There was this munasabat. And he felt the need now to take bayat to him. Isi waqt baghair koi bayan wa kalam sune, Hazrat wala se bayat hone ka shadeed taqaza hua. Without listening to any bayan or talk even, he just saw him. Baad mein jab bayan suna, to aur bhi taqaza hua. After listening to the bayan, then he had the feeling even more greater now to take bayat to him. اس جلسے کے بعد حضرت والا کی کئی جگہ بیانات ہوئے. دربن جنوبی افریقہ کا ایک بہت بڑا شہر ہے جس میں مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب کا قیام ہے اور وہاں کی مسجد نور کی امام بھی ہے. ایکسپلین حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب کیم ہیئر ٹو دربن, کیم ٹو دس ویری مسجد, ہی وڈ سٹ ہیئر اینڈ ہی وڈ وی نو دا رونق, وی نو دا ٹائپ آف بیانز یو شوڈ ٹیک پلیس ہیئر, دیر شوڈ بی لارج کراؤڈز, ایوری بڈی شوڈ جسٹ فلاک ان ٹو حضرت شاہ محمد حکیم اختر صاحب. اللہ تعالیٰ گیو ہم شفاء کامل عادل مستقر. اینڈ آئی مینشن دا ادری, دا مومنٹ وی سو ہم ناؤ, دا His face was glowing. I cannot describe. Those who were there would pay testimony to the fact that his face is shining. He's a real Ahlullah. Whether he says one word or he doesn't say anything, you can just feel something. You just feel like shedding tears. You feel like crying. You feel some enjoyment in the heart. You don't want to leave him. You wish you could stand there the whole day. اس شہر میں بھی بیانات ہوئے. پھر حضرت والا جب کراچی کے لیے روانہ ہونے لگے تو مولانا نے ہوائی اڈے پر حضرت والا سے بیعت کی درخواست. So as حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب after visiting Durban, there were بیانات that took place in Spingo Beach, took here many other places, and as حضرت شاہ محمد حکیم اختر صاحب was leaving at the airport, our مولانا had taken بیعت. And I was present there when حضرت مولانا made درخواست to حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب that حضرت I want to take بیعت. So Hazrat gave Hazrat Murana Bayat same time. Hazrat Wala ne saathiyo ko bitha diya. Made the people sit around there. Aur bari khushi ke saath Bayat farma liya. Nees Murana Yunus Patil sahab ne se farmaya ke tum inshallah uroge. He said, Murana, you will now fly. Just few words, Ahlullah, few words he say. But in this few words, he said a dua, that we saw the effects of this dua in his lifetime. چند ماہ بعد حضرت مفتی محمود صاحب رحمۃ اللہ کی علالت کی خبر سن کر مولانا کے دل میں دیوبند حضرت مفتی صاحب کی عیادت کے لیے جانے کا شدید تقاضا ہوا. مولانا حضرت مولانا مظہر صاحب ایکسپلینز دین آفٹر سم ٹائم حضرت مفتی صاحب محمود صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حضرت اور مولانا ہرد از ویری ایل, سو دیر واز اے ڈیزائر ٹو گو وزٹ ہم. اٹ واز آفٹر رمضان, اٹ واز شوال. سو ہی انڈرٹوک دس جرنی اینڈ ہی تھاٹ آفٹر گوئنگ ٹو انڈیا He'll also go visit Karachi, Pakistan, and visit his Sheikh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Dhamad Barakatuhu. Chunanchi Maulana pehle Deoband gaye. He first went to Deoband. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah ne dekhkar, farmaya, Ramzan Sharif ke baad Shawwal mein aana kaisa? Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah was very witty, he was always very jovial also. He asked, Maulana, after Ramadan, you come in now in Shawwal. Normally people would come in Ramadan, sit for itikaf day. So Maulana Yunus Patil sahab ne bataya ki, ilalat ki khabar sunkar, iyadat ka taqaza hua, I heard you not well. I felt I should come, I'm your student, I'll come and visit you. Farmaya, ye mere dil ka taqaza tha, jo tumhe khinj kar laya. Mufti sahab said, it wasn't your taqaza that brought you here, it was my love for you, my taqaza, I wanted to see you that brought you here. پھر حضرت مفتی صاحب نے فرمایا کہ میں تمہیں اجازت بیعت دیتا ہوں. سڈنلی حضرت مفتی صاحب tells مولانا that I make you my خلیفہ. مولانا was not بیعت مفتی صاحب رحمہ اللہ. It was very very close, extremely close. حضرت مفتی صاحب should come to Johannesburg in Rietfontein. You would find great علماء from the different Darul Azad, Zakaria, Springs, great علماء, students, and everybody sitting in that one small room. Most of the time, they were silent, nobody asking. But whenever Maulana was there, he would have that courage and himmat and he would ask questions and excellent questions. In fact, Mufti Ibrahim Pandur would nudge him and say, Maulana, kuch shuru farma, you start. And he would ask some questions and Mufti Sahab would then start. He was an ocean of knowledge. And he would pour out such uloom that everybody should benefit. So he says that I give you khilafat. Now Maulana was not bayat to Mufti Sahab. Maulana Yunus Patil Sahab ne rote huye arz kiya. Maulana began to cry and he said, Main uska ahal nahi hun. I'm not worthy of being your khalifa. Farmaya ki tumhe yahi samajhna chahiye. You should feel that in your heart that you're not worthy of it. Lekin, main janta hu kaun ahal hai ya nahi. I know who's worthy, who's not worthy. پھر جب مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب دیوبند سے کراچی حاضر ہوئے تو حضرت والا سے اس واقعہ کا ذکر کیا. This is اخلاص. That his استاد gave him بیعت, he was not بیعت to مفتی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he was بیعت حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب. Now when he came to حضرت والا دامت برکاتو, immediately tells حضرت, I didn't expect this to happen. I didn't ask مفتی صاحب to give me خلافت. Suddenly it was مفتی صاحب give me خلافت. حضرت مفتی صاحب and حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب were also very close friends. I just mentioned one incident. Once they were both sitting in the majlis of Shah Muhammad Ahmad Pratabgari Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Sheikh, second Sheikh, first was Manapur Puri Rahmatullah Ali. So while sitting there, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, generally his majalis were very silent. You shouldn't speak much. But he had such a powerful heart, such a powerful heart, that great, great people like Maulana Habibur Rahman Al-Azami Rahmatul Ali, Maulana Sayyid Suleiman, Rahmatullah Ali, so many great scholars would sit there, sitting with adab and ihtiram. But when they would stand up from that majlis, they could feel that something was transferred into their hearts. So one day Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib is sitting there. Suddenly Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali puts his face in front of Hazrat's face and says, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, janta hai is waqt Hazrat kahan hai? He said, you know where Shah Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgarh is? Where is he now? He's silent. He's sitting with us. His body is physically is there. You should not get any misunderstanding and then give wrong explanation and people start spreading wrong news. He said, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib was sitting there. He was with us physically. But he said, his ruh, lekin Hazrat kahin aur hai. His heart and mind and soul is somewhere else, completely absorbed, consumed. The thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Mona Patel sahab rahmatullah ali then explained to Hazrat Hakim sahab, this is what happened. Hazrat wala ne farmaya ki bas Hazrat Mufti Mahmood sahab ne jo ijazat di hai, usko barkat ki khilafat samajhna chahiye. This is barkat khilafat. What? The blessed khilafat, take it. Accept it, no problem. Baral, jab maulana uske baad wapas South Africa aaye, to Hazrat wala ka khat pahuncha, jisme likha tha, main tumhe ijazat deta hu. After Maulana returned from Karachi, then he received a letter from Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Ramad Barakatuhum, to say, now I also give you ijazat, I make you my khalifa. Phir uske baad, jab Hazrat wala South Africa ke safar tashreef laaye, to Maulana ke shehar Durban mein kai din tak qiyam raha. And you know, after that Hazrat Hakim Sahib came again, he spent many days in Durban. Now I'm not being biased, but there are many people who are witness to this, that Hazrat came to Durban, at limited time, he went to Johannesburg, spent some time, suddenly there was a taqaza again to come to Durban, he came back to Durban. Many of you will recall this, he came back to Durban. It was such excitement for every person here. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab ke madrasa mein Hazrat wala ne qiyam farmaya, Hazrat to sleep in Hazrat Maulana's madrasa, aur waha ka nazm o nasak dekkar, aur logo mein tarab dekkar, Hazrat wala bahut khush hue. Hazrat wala ki maujoodgi ne madrasa mein ajeeb si ronak paida kar di thi. You know, the ronak, the majalis that would take place for long, long hours. We should finish late at night, but in the morning again we should go to the parks and walk with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib and such a large group of ulama and students and businessmen, all types of people who joined. Hazrat wala Durban se jab Cape Town ja rahe the, now after he left Durban, he was going to Cape Town, there were just three of them, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Mir Sahib, who was also very sick, made dua for his shifa also, and Maulana was sitting with them. But Maulana's seat was in the back, Hazrat was sitting next to Mir Sahib. Suddenly, Hazrat wala Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damul Barakatuh, tells Mir Sahib, you go in the back, take Maulana's seat and bring him in front. So he goes, tells him, Hazrat, aapko yaad farma rahe. Hazrat is calling you. He goes and he sits right next to Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib. And then he says, Hazrat wala ne apne jeb se ek notebook nikali, took out the notebook, aur likhna shuru kar diya. Awa Hazrat wala damat barakatuhu, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, damat barakatuhu malaliya. Whenever he used to compose ash'ar, it would come suddenly. He should never sit and take his pen and think and let me rhyme something. Never. The rhyming, whatever came, didn't come, the wazan, it was immaterial to him. Allah made it such that you look at his poetry, like a very great poet had written this poetry. But if you look at his poetry, it's dard-e-dil. Everything linking you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And real, you see, the pangs of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you find there. So he would just write suddenly whatever would come. And suddenly it stops, so then you stop writing. Sometimes midnight, he told Maulana himself, midnight, suddenly he'll wake up and Allah Ta'ala brings such poetry, which was full of nasihat, and changed thousands of people's lives. So he wake up and write these couplets. So he says that, took out his notebook, jis tarah Hazrat wala par ash'ar warid hote te, bila soch samjhe, Hazrat wala likhte rahe. Hazrat began to write. Maulana Hazrat wala ko likhta hua dekhte rahe. Jab wo ashar دریائے دربن مکمل ہو گئے تو حضرت والا نے مولانا کو یہ اشعار دیتے ہوئے فرمایا یہ اشعار میر صاحب کو دکھا دیجیے. سو دس از وے ہی کمپوز مڈ اے وائل ٹریولنگ ٹو کیپ ٹاؤن. حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب رو دس ہول پوئٹری آف دربن. وی ڈن مینشن دا ہول پوئٹری, وی ہیو ہرڈ اٹ مینی ٹائم بیفور. وی مینشن اباؤٹ مولانا اسپیسیفکلی, وی سیز دیٹ ان دس دربن, اسی دربن میں یہ ہمیں ہے ایک خادم دی مولوی یونس, میری آہ و فغا کے نشر کا جو ساز و سامان ہے. ان اشعار کا شان ورود ہوائی جہاز تھا, جب ہوائی جہاز فضا میں اڑ رہا تھا اس وقت یہ اشعار حضرت والا پر وارد ہوئے. مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ کو حضرت والا دامن برکاتہ لندن, ماریشس, جوہانسبرگ, دنیا کی کئی ممالک کے اسفار میں ساتھ رہنے کا شرف حاصل ہے. مولانا ٹریول حضرت حکیم صاحب مینی مینی کنٹریز, لیکن جب حضرت والا ترکی تشریف لے جا رہے تھے تو مولانا بھی ساتھ جانے کے لیے تیار تھے, لیکن اچانک مولانا کو ہارٹ اٹیک ہوا. This incident is very well known. In fact, I myself was ready to go to Turkey. Siddiq Bhai was also among those who went. We were all making our arrangements. And suddenly, Maulana was giving the bayan, you know, that he had that heart attack. And then he had instructed me, he said, you are not going. I was very, very sad. I remember Siddiq Bhai came to meet me in the morning, he was leaving. I cried and wrote a letter to Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, but I make so much of shukr that I did not disobey the commands of Maulana, I didn't go. Because at that time he needed me for namaz and maybe one or two Juma bayans. So he asked me not to go. So we remained behind and made some little khidmat, whatever it was. اسی بیماری کے دوران مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب نے ایک خواب دیکھا. سو مولانا یونس صاحب رحمت did not go to Turkey, could not go, he was very ill. But during those days he saw a dream. And this is mentioned in many other kitabs. He writes, سیدی و سندی حضرت والا دامت برکاتہ, السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ برکاتہ. He makes salam to حضرت, a lot of respect, and he says, خواب میں دیکھتا ہوں کہ حضرت والا انگلینڈ میں کسی جگہ مقیم. He says, I see you in a dream that you are in some town in England. جب احقر پہنچا تو محترم جناب عشرت جمیل میر صاحب دروازہ پر ملے. So he says in the dream now, مولانا is saying in the dream, I went to that town and as I came to the door, I was met by Hazrat Mir Sahab. His name is عشرت جمیل. So Mir Sahab tells me now in the dream, فرمانے لگے جلدی کرو, حضرت انتظار میں, make quick, حضرت is waiting for you. آخر تیزی سے حضرت والا کے پاس پہنچا. سو مولانا سید آئی رشت اوینٹ حضرت والا. حضرت مسکراتے ہوئے دونوں ہاتھ بڑھا کر آخر سے معانقہ فرمایا. حضرت سٹریچ آؤٹ ہز بوتھ ہینڈز, گریب مولانا میڈ معانقہ ود ہم, دس آل ان دی ڈریم. پھر آخر نے درخواست کی کہ اپنے قلب مبارک میں سے کچھ منتقل فرمائی. سو مولانا آس حضرت ان دی ڈریم, حضرت transfer some of the noor you have in your heart, transfer some into my heart. Hazrat wala ne jawab diya, karto raha hu, I'm doing it, I'm always doing it. Phir Hazrat wala ne farmaya ki apna dil bilkul mere dil ke saath kar do, bring your heart now close to my heart. Ahqar ne aapke seene mubarak ke saath apne dil ko aapke dil ke muqabil kar diya. Maulana put his heart in the dream next to حضرت مولانا حکیم اختر صاحب دھات, یہاں تک کہ آپ کی دل کی دھڑکن میرے دل کی دھڑکن کی پر محسوس ہونے لگی. سے I could actually feel the heartbeat of حضرت والا's heartbeat. مولانا سے I could feel it in the dream. آپ کی دل سے اللہ اللہ کی آواز آ رہی تھی. I could hear the word اللہ اللہ coming out of the heart of حضرت حکیم صاحب. پھر حضرت والا نے زبان سے بھی اللہ اللہ کا ذکر جاری فرمایا. دین حضرت حکیم صاحب دامت برکاتہ وہ سنگ اللہ اللہ اور اس تنگ also. تھوڑی سی دیر میں احقر کے دل اور زبان سے بھی اللہ اللہ جاری ہونے لگا. Then مولانا says, he also began to say اللہ اللہ from his heart and tongue. Now this is a very important point. He says, پھر یہ سوچ کر حضرت تھک گئے ہوں گے احقر نے معانقہ چھوڑنا چاہا. This was always a salient feature, quality of مولانا, never to give anybody تکلیف. No matter how much he's enjoying this now, it's a dream. But even in the dream also we see his akhlaq, that he's enjoying his hazrat, his shaykh, embracing him and pouring out his noor and saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. But then the thought came, perhaps my shaykh, my hazrat is feeling tired now. So he began to break loose. Lekin hazrat wala ne zor se chimtaye rakha. But in the dream, Hazrat grabbed him more strongly. Aur aankh khul gayi. Then suddenly, Maulana's eyes opened. He says, jab aankh khuli, to dil ki dharkan tez thi. He says, my heart began to beat faster and faster. Kuch lamhe ke liye dil se Allah, Allah ki awaz sunai di. He says, for some time, I could actually hear Allah, Allah coming out of my heart. Uske baad jism mein taqat mehsoos hone lagi. Aur yakdam farhat sukoon bashasht maloom hui. He says, after that, I got some energy, some strength in my body. And I began to enjoy some type of happiness and ecstasy. Umeed hai taabir se nawazenge. Oh, Hazrat asked, Zakim Akhtar Sahib, for the taabir, interpretation of this dream. And in the jawab, with such respect, Hazrat Zakim Sahib addresses Marana, and he makes salam, replies the salam, and then he says, aapka muhabbat nama parta gaya, aur wajtari hota gaya. Hazrat Zakim Sahib says that when I read your letter, I got a different type of feeling, a wajt. I felt some ecstasy. I found some different feeling in myself. Ta'abir is khab ki nisbat ittihadiya hai. This is a special type of ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will bless you. First of all, this nisbat with your sheikh. This nisbat with your sheikh, linking you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, aap se mandagani khuda, khuda wandi ta'ala ko atishi muhabbat ilahiya milegi. You will get that flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Mubarak baad. Hazrat gave him Mubarak baad. He said, Shabash. And then he made dua. Barakallahu feeka walaka wa alayka wa li ahlika wa lana kadhalik. He made dua for him and his family and friends. So this was in what Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Namad Barakatuh had prepared in his Al-Abrar, which came out recently. He asked me to mention a few points to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase some great buzrug had to somebody who we met said that he makes dua that Allah ta'ala increases Maulana's martaba every day in the akhirat. You know, he's got a very mubarak maut. And now Allah ta'ala must increase his martaba every single day, make him closer and closer and higher and higher. And all this was through the fuyuz and barakat, the teachings, the du'as of his sheikh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat. Maulana himself would say that for the last few years, more than 10 years, from the time he came into contact with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, suddenly there was like a new life that he began to live. Not to say that his previous life was not. From the time he was small, he was already a very pious person. He had excellent akhlaq. But the moment he put his hand to the hand of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, there was a different flavor in his life. And now, that love and ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take many, many, many others with him, this was his pain and cry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive any one of us. May Allah ta'ala give us that type of maqam also. We don't have much time, but we just mentioned one point we had stopped last when we discussed for Ibadur Rahman. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibadur Rahman, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. That those Ibadur Rahman, one quality of theirs is when they spend, إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا, they don't make israf. What is israf? They are not extravagant. They do not overspend. They do not go beyond the limits. There is a had. There is a limit. There is a boundary. They do not go beyond this boundary. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Neither do they behave miserly or niggardly. They do not hoard their wealth. They are not misers. They are not kanjus. So there is no extremism. They don't overspend. Neither do they act miserly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. They take the middle path. They are moderate. This is the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in this ayat. Shariat wants a balance. You know, ibadat also, one of the wives of Rasulullah had mentioned that she had tied a rope between two pillars and that rope around her neck so that she could engage in long, long rakats of salat, of nafil salat, tahajjud salat. So that if she dozes off, then her neck will, the rope will tug on her,
or go around and choke her.
So immediately she'll wake up and continue her salat. When Rasulullah saw this, he said, what is this? Remove this. If you are tired, go and sleep. When you are awake, then you make your tahajjud salat. Allah is not expecting from us to engage in tahajjud the entire night. There is a balance. وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your body also has a right over you. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your wife also has a right. Your neighbors has a right. So everybody has a right over us. Our body also has a right. So israf also, when we spend, then we don't spend all the wealth. Ulama mention here, person will spend and will give everything he has. There is fear of ostentation and riya in this. He wants to impress people. He takes out the checkbook. No, buy so much. You take how much you want. He wants to show people. Then he can get khuyala, pride in him. Sometimes it happens that he spends so much, then he himself becomes a pauper. Now he has to beg from people. Shariat does not expect that from us. One great sahabi was very ill. He asked Rasulullah, I want to make wasiyat of all my wealth and give in the path of Allah. And he said, no. Don't give all. You got any age? He said, there's one daughter. So besides her daughter, the daughter shared the rest. He said, I want to give in the path of Allah. And he said, no. He said, half. And he said, no, that too is too much. He says, one third. He said, one third, okay. One third of your wealth you give as wasiyat. It mustn't happen that you give all your wealth away, then your heirs become paupers. And then they have yatakaffafun an-nas. Then they have to spread out their kaff, their hand, and beg from people. Therefore, in the hadith, it mentions, al-iqtisadu fi nafaqa nisful ma'isha. Those who are in business, economics. This is a very beautiful principle taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man earns a living. He gains some earning, he gains some wealth. Now he's got his livelihood. Sharia tells him, don't be extravagant. This is half your livelihood. If you have earned some wealth, and now you're extravagant, and you overspend, and you just spend wildly, all your money will get finished, will become exhausted, before the month can end, and you won't have enough money to even pay your rent, your water, your lights, and give your children. Therefore, think wise. Nisful ma'isha, this is half your livelihood. What? Al-iqtisad. Iqtisad means to be moderate in your spending. Ulama also explain that even if something is mabah, halal also, there too, there is a limit. You don't exceed the limit. So they say, imagine when a person spends in haram then, how much more detrimental it becomes. The scholars have mentioned, mashayikh have said, even one paisa, one rupee, one dirham, one rand, a person spends in masiyat, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this also falls under israf. My respected brothers and elders, nikah and to feed and all is mabah. But this is one topic we have exhausted, ulama have exhausted, yet no one seems to take any heed, any lesson from this. Every day, the nikahs are getting bigger and bigger, the ceremonies are getting bigger and bigger. What is it? Merely to impress the people. It's all one big show. Somebody had really had ikhlas, he would feed the people, poor people. He would feed the people in the squatter camps. There are thousands of people go to Sindh and you will see the entire city is flooded. Madaris, makatib, ulama, masajid, the shops, everything. And all flooded. They've got nothing. There are people in Africa, Somalia, they've got no food to eat. And we have so much. Not 7-10 course meal. Allah's qasam, we can feed 10 course, 15 course meal, but nobody will appreciate it. In front of us, they will praise us. The moment you go past in the same table, they will say, this is not right, that's not right. This was too tikku, that was too sweet. And this came late, that was too much of oil, and this. The outfit we wear, the suits that we prepare, the trousseau, the wedding garments, all imitating the kuffar, Yahud and Nasara. Have we forgotten that big nikah of Sayyidina Ali and Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhuma? These are lessons we have to take. Otherwise, what Islam we require? What Islam we are looking for? We only massaging our souls, we listen to some talks, Here one two buzrugs waqiyas, and we say, mashallah, very good. We appease ourselves. We massage our souls. We feel that everything is okay. Hazrat Mawla Masihullah Rahmatullah, you say, don't be a yar of just bayan and words. Alfaz ka yar mat bano. We have to understand what are these mashayikh talking about. What is suluk? What is islah? Person has a dent on his car, takes it for panel beating, but he doesn't want it to be repaired. He says, no, it's going to be very hard on the car. So don't panel beat this section, don't panel beat that section, leave this out, leave this out. What will happen then? Others will take their cars for panel beating, their cars will be repaired, our cars will still remain the same. So we have to make up our minds. We don't have these type of mashayikh with us anymore, they are gone. But we have the words, the malfuzat, the waaz, the CDs, the bayan with us. Mawlana used to every nikah bayan, mention the same thing about spending or having lavish weddings. Fuzul kharaj, one card, how much of thousands of rand goes just in one card? What happens after the card? It's thrown in the dustbin. Nobody's going to frame it. Who's worried about your granddaughter's nikah? Ayats of Quran are written, ahadith, we ask for duas, so many of this function, qiraat is recited, and after this is music, intermingling, photography. This is all israf in one ayat, innal mubazzirina kanu min ikhwan ash-shayatin. Those who are extravagant, who waste, they are the brothers of shaitan. Allah says they are brothers of shaitan. Do we want to be the brothers of shaitan, or do we want to be ibadur rahman? Then on the other hand, to become kanjus. Sharia tells us to spend on our family first. The best dirham, the best, the most afzal dirham is what you spend on your own wife and children. No use we give large sum to different organizations, different projects, yet our own children, our own wives are starving, they don't have enough clothing to wear and enough food to eat. So Shariat is so moderate, so balanced. Shariat tells us charity begins at home. Feed our own family first, then look at our neighbors and friends, our relatives, of course, next. They may be poor relatives, see to them. We should not be misers. Two things can never be found in the heart of a believer. One is bad character, and the other one is to be a miser, to be niggardly, not to spend on people. There was one big miser, and he had some figs. Busy eating the figs, and suddenly he had a few figs left, and he saw one Qari Sahib coming. So quickly he ducked it under the dastarkhan. Qari Sahib came, Hazrat, khairiyat, Qari Sahib, long time I didn't hear your qiraat, kut sunao. So Qari Sahib started, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wazzaytun wa turi sinin. So this Hazrat, wateen, you must out, where's the wateen? Where's the wateen? Wateen in Arabic means figs. He said, under the sarkhan. Qari Sahib had seen. For Allah's sake, not because we're in this field, but don't ever feel that the qurra or the ulama after our food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided from unseen sources for them, provided they are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes the means for them. We shouldn't feel we're doing them a great service, and now we are providing for them, or we are giving them salary, or whatever it is. It is their ihsan that they are helping us. At least they're performing our salat and helping us, whatever, in our deen. Otherwise, we won't make a wuzu correctly. Our ghusl will be all naqis. And lifelong will be in the halat of janabat. So this little thing they teach us is for our own. It is their ihsan upon us. There was one person, we've heard this from Maulana and many others also. His dog died, so he's crying and crying and crying and crying. Whole town comes next to him, all crying. They tell him, but why are you crying so much? He said, my dog died. So how it died, you see, out of starvation. No food, but you see on his head a whole packet of meat. So then Hazrat, you got this meat, why didn't you give this dog? You see, that meat, I paid for it. The tears are for free. I don't know if you pay for these tears. But we had such type of kanjus, so Hazrat Tamad Barkazi, the jama of kanjus is kanajis, mises. There was one person, he was traveling, he got lost. It was late in the night, he sees a house, he goes there, he knocks on the door. There was a Bedouin, old lady comes out. He says, well, I'm a guest, I got nothing. If you can just entertain me, she says, welcome, marhaban, ahlan, wa sahlan. She gives him some food. As he's eating, suddenly her husband comes. Who's this?
got mehman, no food. So he chases him away from there. No, no, la marhaban, la, la ahlan wa sahlan. Go away from there. The poor fellow wakes up and he goes. As he's traveling, after some time, he sees another house. So he tries there, knocks on the door. So a man comes out. And first a lady comes out. So she says, no, you're not welcome here. So the husband says, who's there? She says, no, somebody comes, he wants to be a guest at our house. Let him in, come here. So the husband, the house owner, he welcomes him. Say, marhaban, come inside. And he gives him some food to eat. So this person, as he's eating the food, then he begins to laugh. So the man asks him, why are you laughing? What happened? He says, no, not long ago I went to one house. One lady comes out and she entertained me. But as I went to eat the food, her husband came and he chased me away. And I came here. Here your wife, she did the same thing. What that man did. So she was chasing me away, but you entertained me, so I thought about it and I'm laughing. So he described, he said, tell me who's at which house, and he described the person. He said, you know what? That lady who entertained you, she is my sister. And that man who chased you away, this is my wife's brother, my brother-in-law. So sometimes this kanjusi, it runs in the blood. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, save us, protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا. So beautifully, so beautiful. Allah explains this whole thing about spending. Allah says, do not put, tie your hand around your necks. The Yahud would say, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, they would say, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةً. That Allah's hands are tied. Allah does not spend freely. Allah says, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةً. But غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Allah says, in fact, their hands, Yahud, they are kanjus, they are misers. The Yahudi won't let you spend. Allah says, Allah's hands are free. Shabihat, Allah knows what Allah's hands are like, but Allah explains that His hands, Allah is so generous. So Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. Don't tie your hands around your necks. In other words, don't become misers. On the other hand, وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. Don't spread them all together. In other words, don't become over-generous. Because if you're going to do that, فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا. You'll sit there, you'll lose all your wealth, people then blame you, you'll become blameworthy. And you'll lose all your wealth, you'll be in distress. So this is Shariat. Shariat tells us to be generous, spend on the poor, needy ourselves, but at the same time, and on the other hand, don't become miserly also. Spend, but don't overspend and don't be miserly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. There are so many other important points that our mashayikh have mentioned. Our ulama, our scholars, our ulama have mentioned so many different things, tafsir and each word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. But the maqsad of all this is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all these, give us and help us inculcate in ourselves all these beautiful qualities. After that, Allah Ta'ala talks about zina, and Allah talks about killing unjustly, and about making shirk. Beautiful, important points about zina, and we don't have time, but this is what our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu, his holy life, he explains about casting lustful glances, because this is the beginning of zina. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem Allah, my most raheem Allah, make us from the ibadur rahman, Ya Allah. Allah, make us from your special bondsmen, Ya Allah, and special bondswoman, Ya Allah. Make us your special servants, Ya Allah. You have mentioned the beautiful qualities in the surah, Ya Allah, in this ayat, Ya Allah. Each quality, Ya Allah, these good qualities, help us, Ya Allah, to inculcate these qualities in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we can be conferred with this title of Ibadur Rahman, my Allah. And we could be saved from the fire of Jahannam. And all our sins can be transformed into good deeds, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your ma'rifat, your qurbi, your yaqeen, your dhat, ya Allah. Give us the sukoon of the dil, sukoon of the heart, sukoon of the mind, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove that anxiety and depression that we are suffering, ya Allah. That fear we have, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us all our sins, major sins, minor sins. Sins we did in broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, we were so disobedient to you, my Allah. Despite all that you still provided for us, ya Allah. You cared for us, you protected us, ya Allah. You gave us so many favors, so many bounties. We cannot even count all those bounties, my Allah. Your kindness, ya Allah, knows no limit, my Allah, upon us, ya Allah. Your mercy, there is no bound to your mercy, my Allah. We are the recipients of this mercy of yours and this kindness. We don't really deserve these bounties and this mercy, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, it is only your lutf and karam upon us, ya Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, a kareem person in this dunya also. A noble person when he has a guest. Oh, my Allah, he entertains the guest. He does not keep the guest in one corner of his home and begins to beat him and punish him. Oh, my Allah, you are the most kareem of all kareem, ya Allah. It is impossible that you show us your karam and your fazl and your ikram. That, ya Allah, in the akhirah, then you beat us up and you punish us, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, bless us, ya Allah, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilik wal mawta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us martyrdom in your path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with, ya Allah. Give us dafan in baqi, ya Allah. Close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Close to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Close to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Close to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Close to Azwadi Mutahharat, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the Ahlul Bayt, there's so many thousands and thousands of Sahaba. Oh, my Allah, so that we can be raised in the day of Qiyamah amongst them. And ya Allah, we can be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make him see us from a distance, ya Allah. Make him embrace us, ya Allah. Make us go running to him, ya Allah. Make us feel the coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, bless us with the hose, the kosar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enter us into Jannah without any hisab kitab, without any azab, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have no other hope, ya Allah, but the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Bless us with the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our neighbors, our asatis, our mashayikh, our students, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, ya Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are crawling, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying here, we are treading this path of suluk to you, my Allah. This is a new path for us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, but for whomsoever you want to make it easy and enjoyable, ya Allah, you can do so. Make this path towards you, ya Allah, enjoyable, ya Allah. Full of bliss and happiness and pleasure, ya Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Help us to suppress our nafs and our egos, ya Allah. Help us to subdue shaitan and nafs. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kya mujhko tabah. They have destroyed us, my Allah. Allah, don't make us victims and preys of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make our heart be filled with your loves and your love and your ishq. And the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us have the good qualities that you have mentioned in this ayat, ya Allah. Make us become naik and salih, ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Do not make them take drugs, ya Allah. Do not make them go to rave clubs and disco dancing clubs, ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not make them take alcohol, my Allah. Do not make them disobedient, my Allah. There are so many, ya Allah. Children who are so disobedient and so rude to their parents, ya Allah. Vulgar language they use towards their mothers and fathers, my Allah. They threaten them that they take their lives away, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have Rahman such parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are looking for suitable partners to get married, find them suitable partners quickly, my Allah. Ya Allah, find them the best of partners, give them a blissful marriage and a happy life, or full of your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are married, they have no children, ya Allah, bless them with beautiful, pious, healthy children. Will become the coolness of the eyes. Those who are already married have children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the children naik and salih, make them hufaz, ulama, suluha, atqiya, abrad, muqarrabin, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah.
remove all the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them, Ya Allah, complete shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, especially our ulama, our mashayikh, especially our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhu, Ya Allah, make his face still be jari, Ya Allah, his saya upon us for years, Ya Allah, with the afiyat, that we can still benefit from him, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, and all those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, give them the highest of stage, ala illiyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have come here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with ikhlas, Ya Allah, you accept the coming here. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, in the madrasa, wherever they may be, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the jais, murad and desires, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.